Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I wanted to do our own, you know, kind of like a draft blitz, right? Like a draft recap.
Are we allowed to
rewind.
Do that?
We are. We just...
We have to give credit to others. Yeah.
Well, they own like the propriety. You know, we had to get permission to do it a little bit different. Yeah. So this is our version without getting in trouble because they have it licensed on the 2-6 show.
God.
Yeah. So
unbelievable.
Let's go ahead and do this draft rewind.
Ooh.
High energy.
Like this music. So, no, what happens? You fire questions?
Yeah, so...
And I have to answer them?
Well, let's be honest.
Do I have to be angry and mean like Valenia, or can I do it my own way?
No. We have to do the opposite of that.
Oh.
Because they own the rights to doing the angry X's and O's, very detailed football stuff. So, and plus, nobody wants to hear what I have to say about any of this. They only want to hear from you.
Yeah.
So, we'll get started with this, okay? Roger Goodell, he mispronounced countless players' names last night on the podium, even Cleveland Farrell or something,
yeah,
and then immediately whoever it was said, well, Cleveland Farrell is a really solid player, so like really obvious. He also slapped Marcus Mariota on the ass on stage. So, one, Woj, any chance Goodell was pounding G&Ts? And two, do you think he actually watches any football? Do you think he knows what he's talking about?
Three, yes, he was pounding G&Ts. Three, shouldn't he consider suspending himself for the way he assaults football players up on the stage?
Well, no.
My goodness.
If you saw, I think it was Christian Wilkins.
Yes.
He ran up there and like tried to assault Roger Goodell. Chances that every NFL player watching was like, oh, please, Christian, just smash him.
That's a big deal because the poor players getting drafted are going to go through with the hug, but all the veteran players watching are like, dude, this is a guy that's going to suspend you another 6 months.
Yep.
Don't be hugging him.
All right, Devin Bush.
Ooh!
The production. Can we take that? They use that on the other, the real blitz. Okay, yeah. We're good. I don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
I just want to be careful here. Devin Bush, of course, Pittsburgh Steeler now, hatchet in his full Mike Tomlin
perfect
garb
fit
over there. Yeah, sure. They traded up to get him. Yeah, we're not really going to break that down.
No.
He had an unbelievable suit on, if you can really call it a suit.
Yeah.
Did you love it? Did you hate it? And do you think you could pull it off?
With the chest showing the chest.
Yes.
Okay. Can I answer a two-part question?
Sure.
Hated it from the standpoint. I didn't know what it was. Like the white thing had like a buckle or a belt. Was it like he pulled his drawers up too high over his head and the belt buckle was way up there? I didn't understand it. Hated that. Love that he was confident enough to pull that crap off
it looked
on
like,
national TV. That takes confidence.
It does. It almost looked like a mixture of like Kiss and Michael Jackson's outfits if they like combined together.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I must admit, I'd give the guy credit for the confidence.
All right.
Who wants pizza?
Now,
who wants
pizza? I don't know if you saw this, okay?
Probably not.
Some Nashville news stations, they were in the area doing some interviews with people, right?
Yeah.
And apparently there's a lot of outrage, okay?
Yeah.
Not just with NFL fans in Nashville,
yeah,
but with all the brides-to-be that are having their bachelorette parties in Nashville this weekend, and there's like 200,000 drunk football fans running around in their jerseys. So they're doing interviews with brides, and these brides are so distraught. You know, they had no idea. If this is your bride, like this is your fiance that's on the news, you see her all angry at these football fans, you got to end it, don't you? Because she's going to have a vendetta against football the rest of your life.
You break it off. Yeah. Well, first of all, because I saw sort of snapshots, but why were they so pissed off, these bachelorette parties? Because the bars were all filled?
They said, the pictures are hilarious. They look so angry.
They look so pissed.
They said, all we want to do is come to Nashville and listen to country music and just drink and have fun and dance. And there's all these football fans everywhere. It's just, it's... I wish we would have known. See, well, yeah, that's your fault. That's not Nashville's fault.
What were they bitching about for a bachelorette party where they're just like, I just want my penis straw by myself? Is they can still do that, can't they?
They can, but let's be honest.
Isn't that what they do?
Do you really want a bunch of, you know, like 45-year-old, you know, guys in their football jerseys running around Nashville while you're trying to have a bachelor party? Come on.
Listen, I've never been invited to a bachelor party. You probably have. I don't know.
Many, yeah.
But don't they, what do they, they make the bride walk around with a blown up willy, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's drink like, out of a straw like that. And anything else that they do, they can do that.
Gladys, one of the bachelorette parties she attended, it was a giant blown up pink willy that she like hugged and cuddled with.
Right, yeah, that's what you have to do. So from what I understand, we never get to see
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
Hmm. Bang!
All right, I feel like you are the only person qualified to comment on this, okay? When it comes to a person's weight.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they showed Dwayne Haskins last night at his little draft party. He was wearing, you know, a classic 1980s dad sweater, like the ones that Tim Allen wore on Home Improvement, but it was all black.
Mm-hmm.
It was slimming, okay?
Mm-hmm. Black is slimming, trust me.
I don't want to be a jerk, but he looked like he's halfway to Jamarcus Russ or Jamarcus Russell stage. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Dwayne Haskins, fat or not fat?
As the fat expert.
I thought he was a little fat as a quarterback at Ohio State didn't prevent him from throwing touchdown passes.
He looked noticeably bigger to me.
He not only looked... Dwayne Haskins not only looked a little bit fatter, he looked angry. He was not happy that he didn't go numbers... That Davy Jones from Duke went ahead of him to the Giants. That is going to be one angry quarterback the Redskins got as long as he stays under 350.
So over under what like amount of touchdowns he has against the Giants next year?
Oh, against the Giants? Do they? Oh, they face each other
over,
twice,
right?
So two games. He'll probably have nine.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a great story.
Mm-hmm. All right, I believe the Giants are going to sign Brandon Watson to play in the secondary. That
give me my steak, medium well.
That was really mean.
Hashtag crossing patterns.
That was really, really mean.
All right,
mean.
We got to localize it as well, okay? So immediately after TJ Hockenson was drafted by the Lions, he said the following quote. I've only heard good things about the Lions organization. Is it our responsibility here, okay, to educate him on how bad this franchise truly is, or should we let him be a namby-pamby, sheltered millennial living in a fantasy world?
Well, I think we should leave him alone for a while, but I did not realize that the internet had not made its way to Iowa yet. Like, I know he grew up in a very small town in Iowa of like 4,000 people. Only heard good things. Who do you talk to? Now, listen. I get, you know, nationally, people sometimes think of the Lions, just think of Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders. We've long complained that people don't know the Lions' deep, dark history, and maybe out in secluded Iowa, this poor kid is one of them.
Okay, we got to do a little bit of a rapid fire here, okay?
No regard for human life!
John Gruden, Mike Mayock, and the Raiders had 3 first-round picks, okay? Mm-hmm. Just a couple of weeks ago, they sent all of their scouts home because they didn't want their picks getting out. Conspiracy theory, I love these. They sent the scouts home so none of them could make fun of them for their evaluations.
I think that's part of it. I think there's also a chance that they actually fired all the scouts. Just made the picks on their own.
That actually looks to be true. Okay. The Giants took a quarterback even worse than John O'Korn. Do you buy that Dave Gettleman was specifically hired by the Giants to troll Mike Vellini?
Hell yes. Do not deny the fact that these teams are... I think the Giants are trolling Vellini, and I think the Lions are trolling Lions media sometimes. With tight ends and the like.
I can see that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Oh, no. We want a playmaker on defense. Yeah. tight end.
Unbelievable.
Trolls.
All right, lastly, if you were watching the broadcast, whether it be ABC, ESPN, I know all of them did big numbers, NFL Network as well, but correct me if I'm wrong, it looked like when their team made a selection, nobody had any idea who the players were after, like, the top 10, right? So whether it be the draft parties, the bars, the people in Nashville, percentage of fans that actually knew who their team drafted.
Out of the 11 million watching, I would say less than 5,000 people.
You not notice that?
And everybody else booed. Everybody booed.
That is true.
It's almost like if the camera's on you, you're forced to go, oh, God! Yeah. No!
Fake outrage.
Who is it?
Okay, I think we covered pretty much everything.
Oh, my God, we covered
good.
It all.
Okay, awesome. All right,
as long
well,
as we got to the Bachelorette party.
Yeah, that was really informative. Quick ticket text here to wrap it all up. The Bachelorette party was just pissed because Terry Bradshaw and Jimmy Johnson jumped out of the cake.
Ooh.
So there you go. And least, maybe that explains it.
At least it wasn't Booger McFarland.
Watch it fly!
I'm just saying because he's a big old
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And his name is Booger.
That 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.